Your Bibles, please, to the book of Haggai. I didn't say Haggai, I said Haggai. And if you're using a Bible in the back of the pew, you're going to find that on page 831. If you have trouble reading page numbers, just start at Matthew's Gospel and back up three books and you'll find it. This is a book of the Old Testament. It is a minor prophet with a major message. In my lifetime, there have been many times when mom or dad have taken me aside, and sometimes recently too, I'll confess that too, but especially as a young guy growing up at home, they would take me aside and say, "What are you thinking about?" You know, that's when mom would take her hands and put them on either side of my face and make sure there was eye contact, and she'd say, "What are you doing?" I remember coaching high school hockey here in North Bay at Woodfield and saying to my players, "Give your head a shake. Get your head in the game." And these are all things that, as I said them to those hockey players and invited them to analyze what it was they were doing, those are all things that we need to do regardless of who we are or what our status is in life. If you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior and you are here this morning, I would say very simply, give your head a shake. When you look who Jesus Christ is, when you consider who He is, and move past that to consider what He's done for you, it's mind-boggling. It's humbling. It ought to drop us to our knees. But for you who know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, I would say the responsibility is even greater. Because we know that He has paid for our sins on the cross of Calvary. We know who He is. And in the finite capacity of our gray matter between the ears, we have some appreciation of who He is. And we ought to realize that every breath we take is a gift from Him. That every word that we speak ought to be from His lips. We ought to be appreciative of the fact that He involves us in His work. Those who were unworthy, those who were rebels in our own minds against God Himself, but have been now redeemed. For those of us who know the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, the message this morning is very simply, give your head a really good shake. Haggai was a prophet of God. When you look into this man's life and consider his history, you realize that he was in Babylon with the captives. Nebuchadnezzar.